Well, hello guys, and as you've probably seen, there's loads of sexual assault charges and even rape charges that you see every day in the news now. Of course, I remember when rape was a very serious crime. And of course, it did happen, but very rarely. But they seem to have lowered the standards for what is called rape nowadays. And why are we seeing so many sexual assaults and rape charges? Obviously, males have gone absolutely crazy and are attacking femmes almost everywhere. Of course, that's what we're supposed to believe. So who's bringing all these sort of charges? Well, our femmes are. And we all know that they tell the truth and never, ever tell lies. Then, of course, sexual assault and rape does happen. But I can't see there being this many at all. If anything else, males are less aggressive than they ever were. Mostly it's the femmes that are sexually aggressive nowadays. So why are femmes bringing all these charges all the time? Well, it satisfies the victimhood. It also gets them attention and sympathy. And probably money later on. But a lot of femmes do it for another reason. You ever heard about these femmes who get their boyfriends arrested and put in jail? Then it's found out he's actually done nothing? Because for some reason, femmes get a joy out of destroying a man's life. In most divorces, she wants to destroy the man's character and take all his money. And hopefully stop him from seeing his own children. They call it the femmes scorn. But really, it's just vindictiveness and spitefulness. And what usually happens, a femme says a man sexually assaulted her. Then all of a sudden, a couple other femmes come out of the woodwork, saying the same thing. Now there's no concrete proof, just their word. Of course, what they think is, if three of them say the same thing, it must be true. You ever split up with a girlfriend you've gone out for some time and she didn't want to split up? They can make your life hell. I'm not saying sexual assaults and rapes don't happen. Of course they do. Just not on the scale that has been reported. And of course, it's the usual. Men are bad. Femmes are good. And the authorities should be saying one thing about serious crimes like this. What's your proof? A man being charged with sexual assault or rape can destroy his life, even if it's found out to be false accusations. And you kind of notice it's always the people that are sort of celebrities, or have fame, or money, or both. Look at the football or soccer players. They're celebrities, they're famous, they got lots of money. But for some reason they can't get a femme, they have to force themselves onto femmes. Ha! Yeah. It's never Charlie who works down this candy store. So it seems that if you're in the limelight, a celebrity, or got money, you're a target. Of course, for those guys who actually sexual assault and rape, they deserve everything they get. You guys remember the story about the boy who cried wolf? There's a lot of similarities, isn't there? You take it easy, guys.